I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The global food crisis is deepening. United Nations promised millions more for aid in the 62 hardest-hit countries. Cure International's Mark Bush says it's now striking their hospitals. Malnourished kids are often too weak for surgery, so feeding programs are essential.
If we're spending more of our money on trying to feed the children at the hospital, it may be that we cut back a little bit on the number of mobile clinics we're able to do in a given year.
Which then hurts outreach.
It gives us an opportunity not only to engage with the child and tell them the good news of Jesus Christ, it gives us the opportunity to also provide the same message to the parent.
Meanwhile, churches are using a special New Testament and DVD to reach recovering addicts with the gospel. International Bible Society Send the Lights' Mike Richards says they developed the Journey of Recovery New Testament and DVD because
a little more than one out of every five people in America struggle with addictions to pornography, alcohol, drugs, food, or gambling, and the statistics also show us that there's no difference in the amount of addiction inside the church versus outside.
He says churches can also use the resources to launch or extend related ministries. And missions experts say an estimated 3 million teens in the U.S. will go overseas on a short-term mission trip this year. While some are encouraged, others question the true impact of these trips. One youth pastor says this is where they get their first taste of evangelism. Another mission scholar says these trips benefit team members more than the community they're supposed to be serving. Well, no matter how you feel, pray that God will inspire young people to reach out. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It will help you understand how you too can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.